Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, well, Brother Eddie and I have a great class that has been prepared for you. The class is The Gift, The Faith of a Mustard Seed. And truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will be moved, revealed, and promised in the word of truth, even though unseen, and gives the believer a conviction that what he expects in faith will come to pass. No one can please God without faith, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, I'm sorry, y'all, seek him. And that's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. And while we wait for Brother Eddie to play another song that I had started, I hope everyone's having a good night. And I'm sorry that this has been a while since we've been here, but we're here today. And I'm happy to be with y'all. Okay, so give me. Okay, we'll be with you in a moment.
My Lord, I have read this book so many times, but nowhere can I find the page that says what I experienced today. Now I know that life was meant to be hard, and that's how I learned to appreciate my God. Though my courage may be tried, I can tell I won't hide, because the footprints show you are by my side. Can I
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, I can. We hear you. You're loud and clear.
That's great. That's great. Yes. How are you doing, my sister?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
To hear that you're doing better.
Yes, I'm well, thank you.
And if the family didn't know, if you wanted to tell them, you can tell them why. And again, dealing with your health, and that's our main concern with all our family members who listen. And before we get started, let me bring the family in by acknowledging the elders with Ashe, the ancestors with Namaste, and for the family, friends, and listening audience, honor, love, and much respect for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us every time we come on these airwaves. With that, family, peace and love. Hopefully everyone's doing well.
Yes, I pray that they are. Okay, well, I got sick again. I was back in the hospital, and I had an infection in my lungs. So I had to go on steroids and stay in the hospital for a while, and I'm home. And I'm glad to be home. And I'm not ready to be an ancestor yet. And I pray that the Lord isn't calling me home. Well, apparently he didn't, because I'm still here.
And that's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So, did you have any current events other than the current event of your health is doing better, you're doing better?
I did have one. Now, this is going to be kind of tricky, so I'm going to tell y'all what it is, and hopefully y'all have a pencil and paper so you can write it down and look this up. And Brother Eddie, I think I sent this to you, but it's an Executive Order 4067. You have that?
Yeah, you said 1-4-1-4-0-6-7?
Yes.
6-7.
All right. And this is an executive order that, well, I'm not too sure exactly how this goes, but for this executive order, which is trying to be blocked, and I really don't understand it, but, well, from the little bit that I did get out of it before going into the bill was that it would Biden, you know, or just make it into law for whoever the president would be, that they will have control over your money, where you spend it, what you do with it, and everything. That's the short excess of it. But from here, it has, by the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, it is hereby ordered as follows. Section 1, Policy, Advances in Digital and Distributed Ledger Technology for Financial Services, Dramatic Growth in Markets for Digital Assets with Profound Implications for the Protection of Consumers, Investors, and Businesses, Including Data Privacy and Security, Financial Stability and Systematic Risk, Crime, National Security, the Ability to Exercise Human Rights, Financial Exclusion and Equality, and Energy Demand and Climate Change, and November 2021, non-state issued digital assets reached a combined marketed capitalization of $3 trillion, ultimately $14 billion, in early November 2016. Monetary authorities globally are also exploring and in some cases introducing central bank digital currencies. While many activities involving digital assets are within the scope of existing domestic laws and regulations, an area where the United States has been a global leader, growing development and adoption of digital assets and related interventions, as well as inconsistent controls to defend against certain key risks necessitated at evolution and alignment of the United States government approach to digital assets. Okay, y'all, that's all I can do for now. I'm sorry. Okay, Brother Eddie, did you get anything from that?
No more other than they're stipulating and putting out there in the public domain that they will be able, the government, president, whomever, will be able to take control of your money.
Yeah.
Take control of your finances. What struck me real quick was the numbers dealing with the dates and the executive order number. When you look at today's date being 8/31/2022, comes up to a 9.
Yeah, completion. That
executive order 14/067 comes up to a 9. And then you mentioned this started on November 20th in 2021, which comes up to a 9. So when I keep saying these 9s, as you said, you sent it. I haven't really gotten to the article to read up on everything, but yeah, it's given me something to go for and go after dealing with the numbers and any law or any stipulation taking away our rights. Like I said, when we're talking about listening to this, at every angle, they're coming up with taking our rights away. Civil rights, which that's been a force for a long time. That's another story. But long story short, yeah, it's all about the physical and material and what we'll be getting into, keeping us in a paradigm or dimension of third dimensional thought, physical and material. And again, the longer we stay in this third dimension on this plane of thinking, talking, and doing, we'll never get to the fourth and fifth dimension because we're not even thinking about it, let alone talking about it. So that's that. We'll get into that as we go along. Did you have anything else you wanted to bring up on the current event before we get started?
Yes. Now, we've always talked about, you know, about the water and how we needed to be prepared for our emergencies. And, you know, to show how much we really need to be prepared, you know, now look at Mississippi. Mississippi, their water is not good. They can't drink their water. They can't bathe in their water or anything else. And so this is what is going on in Mississippi. Did you know about that? They can't drink their water?
No, I didn't know particularly about Mississippi, but that's everywhere.
Mississippi, they can't do anything with it. They they have it because it's flooding there. So their water for the state has been deemed an emergency because of the water. So they're supposed to be having water that's being sent to them now. But they're being told that, you know, if you, you know, don't, you know, hoard the water or anything like that. So, you know, think about your neighbors and everyone else, the water, you know, be enough for everyone. So this is, you know, all the more reason why I hope that people have water, that you already have water. And what are those water tablets that you can get? I never bought them, but I figured, you know what, it's a good time to start. I should have done that a long time ago.
We've been talking about these problems since we've been talking about Flint, Michigan, and other places, even here in different suburbs in Illinois. We've been having water problems for years now. So, we've been talking about finding different ways of refining your water, rain water, filtering your water, looking up and getting even different shows and programs. You have brothers out there who basically make water filtration systems. So, these are things we should have been looking at on one level. But again, it goes back to the title of the class, The Gift, The Faith of a Mustard Seed.
Yeah.
How much real power that has. So was that it on, because we're going to touch on water. Water is a very precious commodity. And we'll put some of the pieces of this puzzle together this evening.
Okay.
So
great.
Again, did you have anything else you wanted to add before I get started?
No. You go right on ahead. We're good.
Okay, fam. So here we go. Dealing with the gift, actually. This gift is a reoccurring dream I've been having since our last class, and that's been about 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
The gift started billions of years ago. So I want you to take this ride with me, family. This gift started billions of years ago with a big bang. A cosmic explosion releasing divine frequencies of cosmic rays touching everything, everywhere. These cosmic rays became cosmic consciousness. Within this consciousness formed and created the Galactic Federation. The Galactic Federation was given the spiritual assignment to soar through time and space, finding different dimensions, galaxies, universes, the solar systems of stars and planets, and find those worthy to receive this gift. This gift consisted of the universal principles in everything, everywhere. It consisted of the Ashoka records, past, present, and future. The I see, I know, the I am, the all-seeing and all-knowing, and the knowing the part that you are, and that part is a part of a whole that's bigger than self. To recognize, to see and witness that from birth to death is the full circle of life. The Holy Spirit which is within us is a weapon for us. It's a weapon that connects us to our kind, my kind, which is a bloodline. The gift is given the knowledge of UT or universal time, not man's limited understanding of time, only measured by a clock dealing with the sun. We were given the order of calendar time. That calendar time was in order. 13 months, 28 days. 13 times 28 is 364. 3 plus 6 plus 4 is 13. And by the way, I'm sorry, 3 plus 6 plus 4 is 13, and 1 plus 3 is 4. Calendar is 22, 4. Clock and sun is 13, which is 4. God is 13. All of these things were the gift that was given. Even a compass that comes to 22, that 4, that gave us the directions, north, east, south, and west. It was an energy that is given in order to activate the higher conscious through conversation in order to get grounded and rooted in the frequency of time, giving the image that we receive through the sound. Because as the Bible says, no engraven images or image. It's the image of the sound coming from the frequency of our voice that is given to activate the technology used is to offset the frequency, the real from the artificial. We were given numerology, astrology, the esoteric key to unlock the so-called mystery that's only a mystery, us. So as the Galactic Federation traveled throughout the galaxy, the Galactic Federation actually had what they call special pet projects during their travels. Millions of years ago in the forming of the Milky Way galaxy, solar system, the Galactic Federation took special interest in the planet Earth. And that planet in that solar system was because of the water. The Earth carried 70% water. So that became a spiritual test that the Galactic Federation put in the cosmic seeds of time and space to be released. During that time in this formation of the inhabitants, ten royal nations of order received this gift. But the all-seeing, all-knowing consciousness of that cosmic seed from the Galactic Federation knew that during this development of time, that these royal nations would be disobedient and stray from the universal principles. And the consequences that came with that were that these 13 nations and all of their descendants would be cursed, as in the Bible, the curse of Ham. But the curse was not because of any pigment. Curse was we were cursed to forget who we were and what we were. And this curse that was embedded in this cosmic seed started in 3400 BC. All the way into 2050 AD. That lasted 5,450 years. That those nations would not remember who they were. And during this time, 2050, which is the age of Aquarius, is when this frequency would awaken those of us who are connected to that bloodline, who have forgot who we were, to wake up before we continue to sleep and be reset before the awakening. So now when we look at where we are now, we are truly being activated through our conversations. When we talk about higher consciousness or conscious community, it's through your conversation that shows how high your consciousness actually is. We constantly entertain the physical and material, being on a third dimensional plane. The words that are used to even help wake us up will take us from that third dimension to the fourth dimension. From that physical and material to that spiritual. For example, the physical and spiritual, when we hear investment bank, well, we go to a physical structure, things that we've been programmed to look at as being an investment bank. In actuality, the spiritual is our memory bank. Because we never think about the memory that the curse to forget who we were is what we should be banking on. Even 2 weeks ago when we were supposed to have a class with a guest who was a banker, these dreams were already happening, so it was like, wow, this is where it is. Once we start talking on this ramp, we activate that spiritual ramp that we constantly talk about, but we don't spend the time on. If I mention an insurance bond or a gold bond, it's the physical and material. The spiritual is my word, is my bond. That's my insurance. That's all of our insurance. Because all the gold in the world we might have or accumulate ain't going with us. when we make that transition. Whomever up here is going to get and claw this, that, and the other. But with that word that we leave, that is golden, that touches and awakens through the vibration, releases in the atmosphere what's already in the atmosphere. This is why this age of Aquarius being one deals with the frequency coming back, frequency also being one. But if I have time, I go through all the numbers showing that seven being the age of Aquarius, being that goddess, being that sister, that we're in the age of this consciousness is what we should basically constantly, or at least, if not more, have. When we think of things that are said, we can start to see that everything that they even talk about is our story that they've made their own. This is why we have to start. It's time to expose and unravel the con using the word behind the spells that are being used. When we look at that saying, the faith of a mustard seed, and we break it down, or I break it down and give it to you, and you can still break it down. When we look at, again, that phrase, the faith of a mustard seed, the three key words that we're looking at, basically, the numbers is faith and mustard seed. Because when you look at the word the and of a, both come to a nine. And anything that you add, I'm getting off key. Anyway, family, take my word. Faith and mustard seed is what we're talking about and what we're dealing with. And when we start talking about these things in retrospect, dealing with faith is no more than birth. The mustard seed is death. Death is not just physical. As we said, death is a transition. Death is change. And this is the change that we're going through in this state, or this age or era that we're in. That birth, death of the faith and mustard seed is no more than a full circle, which is the full circle of life. Again, this is our awakening to all of those centuries that we were cursed to forget. We're talking about these things. These things are being activated. I've been listening to different shows for the last 3 weeks, and everybody's using this particular frequency with particular words that carry the frequency. For me, that's my part of this, to shelter the family. Back to the faith and mustard seed. That faith is our melanin, family. The mustard seed is our pineal gland. If you look at a mustard seed, it's shaped like a pineal gland, or the pineal gland is shaped like a mustard seed. But all of these numbers match up. Faith, 7. Melanin, 7. Mustard seed, 5. Pineal gland, 5. The beauty of that melanin, from this point on, family, when you think about proving anything or truly knowing who we are, that melanin is tied directly to our bloodline. This is the reason that other ethnic groups are so upset at us, because they know our pure bloodline and we don't, because we haven't remembered. But through melanin alone demonstrates our bloodline. Our bloodline shows the true nations. Our bloodline warns of danger. It is time for us to focus now. We're all over the place, and we have to come together with our parts, because, again, a conscious community is only becomes conscious when each and every one of us knows our conscious part. As we say, bring it to the table. But if you don't have a part that you know what your part is, and that's why nobody can knock you off your square, all of the distractions. Because at the end of the day, when we look at that faith and mustard seed, we're actually looking at the media manipulated, news manipulated through technology. It's the binary code, and numbers is 7 and 5, or turn it around, 5G family. Which is part of what we've been saying, that faith in the mustard seed is even seeing the paradigm shift, seeing order out of chaos, seeing our planetary alignment. Have you heard your orders? Since a lot of people say they have the calling. The calling is giving you orders, if you heard it. So again, when we use all of this to activate, we even see within the Holy Bible's pages of truly understanding the allegories and metaphors. We really start to change or shift this paradigm that we've been put in. Think about this, family. How much do you know about nature? How much do you know about consciousness? Last but not least, how much do you know about yourself? Because nature and consciousness is tied directly to yourself. As I said, they use these numbers that deals with those numbers of vibration and everything that they've taken biblically. We still, again, don't know who we are by the biblical, but again, in knowing these things, we could never blame those who are now oppressing us, because again, it was through disobedience, but it's through righteous order things start to change. We have to bring that order. Because man's order is so-called man's law. We've stopped following the laws of nature, especially the laws of God. However you choose to see it, for me, it's the number that connects the whole to all of this. When they talk about, as we always felt it, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice, we know who they were talking about. Blacker comes to 21. Carper comes to 21. The juice comes to 23. Nations come to 23, which is 5. They change the nations to color, 14 to 5. Carper color instead of carper nations. And they even use different facets of us because it's the carper nations or that blacker juice that's the blood for their rituals. We constantly talk about these things. Why do they want us so bad? That lie of 1 ounce of black blood that we think right away that these people don't want that ounce of black blood to prove, no. That ounce of black blood in them is them claiming our bloodline with one damn ounce. And they got us thinking left instead of right, up instead of down, or down instead of up. This is why, again, not knowing who we are, we accepted the race. We're not a race of people, and we've never been in a race. But those who gained our ancient wisdom and knowledge had a race against time before this time of the awakening. They had to do and make as much as possible because, as we said at the end of the day, the money that you were talking about earlier, Sister Antoinette, the gold, the silver that we are preoccupied with, ain't going to do as much as we think it will do.
That's
but it's
right.
The spiritual.
Right.
It's the spiritual that we're leaving out. Because guess what? The majority of us ain't got no damn gold and silver. The way they say it, understanding the number of silver is 28, which is 1. You the silver.
Yeah.
Gold being 15, the 6 is your word. That's the goal. We are the biggest commodity on the planet. And we don't know our own value, our own worth, conscious that makes us wealthy. That's what we're being judged by on Judgment Day. It ain't all this damn money you got, the gold and riches you think you're accumulating, the big houses and cars and this, that. Ain't none of that going with you. You ain't going to be judged on none of that to get you to the 4th and 5th dimension. That agreement, as we said, that we made our souls to come back, knowing that we would not know who and what we were. And feeling that we had enough to regain that connection to that cosmic consciousness from the beginning that we are all a part of. Just finding your part sometimes can be hard. But again, as I learned, if you don't know your part, get with somebody who knows their part so they can help you find yours. There are other ways of doing any and everything. But this is why we're getting all angles. again, the physical, when we talk about debit and credit, well, my credit is with the universe. That's where my credit is. That's what I'm banking on. My memory bank is the credit that I give credit to the universe as well. Credit and universe, for me, it's the same number. But again, it's the physical and material credit, when we even hear the word, that we gravitate to, that has so much energy, we being like batteries, family. Negative and positive energy, and we're giving that energy away through the conversations that we entertain or detain us. Thank you, Brother Kwame. So again, if I entertain, my entertainment is only to inform at the end of the class, or as they call it, a show. The information is what's important. The entertainment is something that sparks that memory for them to remember information that they received. As a comedian would use in a humorous way. But I'm not a comedian. And time is short, family. So next year is the 7th, by the way. 2023. That's 7. Just like we'll be moving to that 2050. That 7 next year. Those of us who already know, see, but next year, those who can't see, will see. They'll recognize and witness these things that we've been talking about for at least the last 5 to 6 years. So, with that, Sister Antoinette, I can get more detail, but I think the family has to gist, because, again, I'm hearing the same frequency of different words that have that frequency of activation that we're using. I'm happy than a mug to hear what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Because before now, I saw and I heard how we kept divided through our conversations. And I'm seeing how now the unity within what we're saying is even coming together, which is letting me know the universe dictates all changes. So just like with me, I can't change nobody. I'm just speaking through the universe what's been given to me, to our family, because we're getting back to nature. All these things that we talk about in nature, we're getting back to. I want to give the family an exercise, too, since one of the stories you talked about was water, and we're definitely talking about consciousness and memory coming from water. What I'd like the family to do, this is just a test, and you could set it up any way you want to. I set it up dealing with nature, dealing with the 7 chakras, the 7 seals, and the 7 liberal arts, but in nature, and getting myself tuned and open up to my personal frequencies. But take 7 glasses of the same size. Get 7 glasses and fill those glasses with water. But again, but making the levels different, the levels of water different, because the more water or less water carries different frequencies, vibrations, and sounds. So by adding or subtracting the amount of water in each glass, you can get to your frequency within those seven notes or vibrations that you will hear when you hit the glass with an ordinary pencil. If you don't have a drumstick, get an ordinary pencil. And as you add and or subtract the water to each glass, you are tuning yourself up. You're also opening your chakras. You're also communicating with nature. All of these things, because again, that water, which is four, and the earth being 70% water, that's nature, or again, those seven glasses that you're using. And those seven glasses, too, are helping your memory through the different levels of water that are creating the vibration. Because again, we are 70% water. So as we make the frequency of sound, we recognize our own frequency. Or better yet, if you don't recognize, you create. We are creators, family. Just tune yourself up if you don't have a tuning fork. A tuning fork is another one to put on your pituitary gland, third eye, and your pineal gland, your crown chakra. So that's just an experiment that you can do for yourself. But again, you will see the difference that you will start to connect to in nature and opening up your chakras. So with that, Sister Antoinette, if we have any callers, we could take some callers.
Okay, well, no one has their hands up yet, but I do, however, have the clip that you wanted to be played.
Yes,
and
yes,
you want
yes,
that
play that
now?
Clip, because, yes, again, that's beautiful. Family, I was actually on the phone with my cousin yesterday, and we must have talked for about 2 hours, and I was giving her a slight rundown of tonight's class. And when I got off the phone, found out one of the barbershops that I attend, one of the brothers that listens to the class has sent me a link. But you know me, when I saw no description, I was like, no, I ain't going to look at it. You know, he didn't take the time. But I was like, no, you know, he's not an avid listener. He might not truly know, but he doesn't normally send me any links. So I looked at it. Lo and behold, this clip is basically saying the same thing that the dream of the gift that I've been having is basically relating to us as far as us now waking up and starting to remember. So that's an introduction to that. So, yes, just lay back, family, and take in the information. So thank you, Sister Antoinette. If you can play the link, please do.
Okay. We have a caller first, so I'm going to take the caller. And right after
okay.
this caller, then we're going to go right to...
to the link. Okay.
To the clip.
Sounds
yes.
great.
Okay. Area code 434. 34?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Greetings, sister.
Hello?
Greetings, greetings.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Doing a lot better.
Good.
I was say a few years ago I was in my kitchen and
could you speak up a little? Could you speak up a little, please?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you a lot better. Thank you.
Okay. I was in my kitchen. And all of a sudden, I felt all this energy. I was just feeling, oh, it's like a happy feeling.
Oh, good.
Am I saying it right?
Pardon me?
I said, that's good.
Yes, and then one time I was in the bed, it happened again. Okay? I was just laying there. And so I like nature, and a lot of things have been happening to me nature-wise. It's like you're being in a trance, like, if I'm saying the right word. Uh-huh. And so, you know, smaller animals, bees, things like that, you know, butterflies have come to me. It's different things.
Hi,
so,
could you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Danville, Virginia.
Okay, you're in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like you're becoming one with the earth.
Yes, these are some things that I've experienced several years back, and I didn't know what it was. So, you know, by talking to you all, you know, and everything, I'm realizing what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
key.
That's good.
That's the key to recognize all of these things that you see are especially for you to witness.
Mm-hmm.
But once you recognize it, you could start, or you'll start seeing the patterns, because that's the key, to find the patterns that you start to see, that you recognize on a daily basis. They're there. They're in front of us. As they say, it's
okay.
Hidden in plain sight.
Okay. I had been, like, doing this before, too, is looking at the sun, being interested in the clouds again. You know, we did this when we was children, but we wasn't really aware of what we was doing. So, like one night, I saw this old ancient man towards night in the sky. It's things I see.
Yeah, that's the key. And as you said, as children, we knew what we didn't know, and we've forgotten that now. But the key to that is we're returning back to it with a different understanding of the clouds, of the sun, of nature, of the air, of the insects and animals. Because, again, the question, how much do you know about yourself, is what you discover through your consciousness of nature. So you're finding yourself through nature, through the elements. This is what actually talks to us, because it's all living, and we're all a part of it. And the more we know of nature that we are a part of, the more closer to nature, or better yet, the closer to ourselves we become.
Mm-hmm. But the younger children now, they're closed in. They don't get a chance to get out much. They don't know anything about, like we did, being fascinated with the clouds. Do you
this is why all that we remember as children that we did, that we are now revisiting again, we have to share with our children. We keep looking at the simple things as nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We take the simple for granted. And these simple things, even as communication, is not being taught to our children. This is why children don't know how to talk to police, authority, or anything to save their own lives. Because we stop talking to them about the things they need to know that we knew that they have no concept because of technology, computers, and this digital age that they were brought up in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is another thing, too. It just hit me to send my grandson over in Kuwait, because they work the 12-hour shifts. When they come in, they're exhausted and tired. I start sending him letters for me to communicate with him because I don't talk to him that much. This is to let him know about Grandma. I took like 3 hours one day. I just sat and I looked in the sky and I found as many animals I could in the sky. I wrote it in the letter and I sent it to him. Okay, another time I did the same thing with different animals. I was looking for a fox. All that length of time, I didn't see a fox. So I waited kind of late in the evening. There was the fox. So I wrote him a letter and I told him I saw the fox in the sky. So he's probably going to get interested in that because I got him interested in the camel. And he's over there. So he's gotten a book of camels now. That's what's going on. That's how I communicate with him, like this.
That's great. That's great. You're his line of communication, being over there, being in the service. So, yeah, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And I'll get off so somebody else can talk. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
We have Ms. Kim. Thank you. We have Ms. Kim, and then we'll go right to the clip after Ms. Kim. Okay.
Blessings going to your thing. I wanted to read something that I wrote the other day that is basically right on what you're talking about, Brother Eddie. Blessings to everybody. It's been a minute since I had a chance to say something to everybody, but God is good and God is good, y'all. I don't care what they do, we keep our head in the right direction. Well, I wouldn't say this, brother. My belief is the Big Bang was when God said, light be. Do you understand what I'm saying? Did y'all get that?
What did you say?
No, Ms. Kim, could you repeat it, please?
I said, when God said, light be, that
mm-hmm.
was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was a big thing.
Yes, it was.
That was a frequency right there. That evidently had never been.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Those key words, Ms. Kim, like you just used, even when we see in the Bible by the number of God in the beginning and creating everything, well, as stated, in the beginning, those three words equal 58. 5 + 8 = 13. That's God in the beginning. And when he created everything, he said, let there be, comes to 49. 4 + 9 = 13. God, even in the creation words, the number of God is right in front of us. So, yes. This is how I've been given in my personal relationship to the Bible to break it down so we see who we are. It's right there. Go ahead, Ms. Kim. I love it.
Yeah, I don't love it. I want to read just a little bit of this that I had written the other day. But, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. I give thanks for all things. All things work together. together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Many are called, but few are chosen. And those that are chosen, they were chosen before the foundation of the world. To him that much is given, much is required. And those that were chosen, he qualified. And him that he qualified, he justified. Him that he justified, he glorified. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And any tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. Asking God to bless us and use and enlarge our borders that it can be with us and that it keep us from evil. In the name of Jesus. Did you hear anything that you said tonight in any of that?
Of course I did. And let the family say amen. Well, wow.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Like I said, I'm hearing the frequency of the numbers behind all of those beautiful words. And again, like I said, even within the story, the way it's been given, the number still resonates the truth. Find it. It's right there. They just took the story, our story, and corrupted it in a particular way, but still gave it credence because the numbers still relate the story, our story. But again, we're waking up, family. The awakening is upon us. And again, they're trying to reset us once again. Mm-mm. They can't do what's in the cosmos that is already in motion. It's happening. Did you have anything? Go ahead, Ms. King.
You have something you wanted to play. I told this internet some time ago that God had directed me to help his children see themselves. And prior to that, I had not thought of me as being myself. I'm going to help. And so I said, well, you one of these children, aren't you? And since that time, what I have been seeing, to God be the glory. That's all I can say.
That's
yes,
ma'am,
and you are one of his children, Miss Kim. You definitely
that's
are.
Right.
But we all are.
Yes, ma'am, we
are. Our journey, once we know our part, we turn around to help because we are the helpers. We're the keepers of our
absolutely
sisters and brothers.
Absolutely.
So,
the light of the world.
That's it.
The light of the world. There are no people nowhere like us.
What did McFadden and Whitehead say? Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Come on, family. Ain't no stopping us.
Okay.
See, it's a lot more to this dream of the gift that I have to give, but on these airways, what I've given is enough. I know that the families receive that activation of frequency that they're already using to enhance where they are. But again, we only say so much and give so much over these airways. We can read between the lines, family. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, I'm
going to
go yes, ma'am, I'm going to go to it right now. This is the clip. America, is he right what he says about black people? And this is about 12 minutes, so sit back, take notes, and we'll be right back with you.
Thank you. up, family? This is your man, not your boy. Go black to Africa. I want to share this video with you that sometimes I'm very hesitant in doing when showing Europeans are enlightening us as a people. When we got many of people who are sharing the truth, yet our own people don't believe it. So because of the hard-headedness or the disbelief or being indoctrinated and don't believe that our people know who we are, the truth of the matter, sometimes we'll go resort to those on the outside of who we are or our race or our continent and let somebody else tell us. But listen to this guy right here, and then I'll be
that. And we talk about Dahomey and Benin, West Africa, and the three things that they attempted to do upon the black men, and that is in the black women, and that is they walked around the tree. How many remember the Detroit Tribal Revival? And they put three potential, they were never cursed people, but potential curses on those people, and that is of sexual immorality, financial instability, and utter poverty. And that they would forget their roots and where they came from. And that's what I'm going to be, my whole teaching today is on the third one there that I want to take a look at. Again, they attempted to put a voodoo or opiate curse on them of sexual immorality, number two, financial instability and utter poverty, and number three, that they would forget their roots and where they came from. All right, let's go into culture. So how are we going to reach this specific culture? Watch what happens. Now, we're going to pull up and we're going to talk about history. And we have to go back into their history to explain where they came from. And number two, in America, because we live in a democracy slash republic, many of you start out in the very beginning like, I don't really care. Well, by the time it's done, trust me, their life has changed. Amen. Let's go in right now. Let's follow the narrator right now. Part of it comes out of a narration in Torah 201. You saw some of this with the history of the African people in the Bible. And what are we doing now? What are we doing right now? We're going in to identify culture.
Africa, then and now. In ancient biblical times, Africa was known by many names. Number one, Akibulan, mother of all mankind, Garden of Eden. Number two, Kemet. Three, Libya. Four, Artiga. Five, Corfe. Six, Egypt. Seven, Ethiopia. Eight, Sudan. Nine, Olympia. 10, Hesperia. 11, Oceania. North Africa and Northeast Africa, now presently the Middle East, was linked by a strip of land called the Sinai Peninsula. The completion of the Suez Canal on November 17, 1869, severed the physical link that connected North Africa and Northeast Africa. The final separation came in World War II when the war correspondents coined the term Middle East to describe the area that now encompasses Israel, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Oman, Yemen, Kuwait, Bahrain, Iraq, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar.
Now, so what happened was, is that now we're going to set the stage right now, okay? Look at your notes again. So what have we learned? That Africa did not have just the name Africa, isn't that right, right? It had several names. So that's really critical. We understand that. We become familiar with those terms. And I'll tell you, so that what? So that when you sit on a seat on an airplane, we begin to open up a discussion, and we begin to dialogue with them. Now, Rabbi, why would you even concern them? I mean, like, who really cares about this? Well, in the last days is a prophecy, and we're seeing the prophecy being fulfilled. In Deuteronomy 30, verses 1 through 6, God said he's going to regather and ingather those who he has scattered to the nations. The Bible says he's going to bring them back to the land, making an aliyah to the land, and they're going to have a greater heritage in the land. Isn't that right? Amen? Okay, we're going to stop right now. Now we're going to begin to take a look at the history of this. This is some great stuff if you can hang in there. So what I'm going to do right now from the beginning of Genesis all the way through, I'm going to show you the line that most people do not understand. And when people say that color doesn't matter to them, but it matters to someone who is an inner city, who has went through a struggle, who every time they walked into place, they were the isolated people, and etc. How many know that? Amen? And so you have to identify with the culture. You have to love the culture. You have to have a passion for the culture. You have to become knowledgeable of what's going on. Because sometimes the worst fight I find within the black culture is the black culture. They all fight amongst each other. Amen? So a lot of times we've just got to have them understand that God has a covenant promise for these people.
Amen.
And their covenant promise, even though part of that curse of the Obia curse, again, they were never cursed people, is that they would forget their roots and where they came from. So when we were in Barbados, I asked the whole crowd, a large crowd there, I asked them a question. I said, how many of you know Moses? And they all raised a hand. I said, so I'm going to ask you a question. If I ask you this, when you envision this, okay, tell me what color skin he has. Okay, you can see here the pin drop in the place in here. What do you think they said? What do you think
people.
They said?
Final put.
White. And I said, well, that's interesting. I said, if I ask you the name Joseph in the Bible, what color skin would you say? Now, this is an all-black culture. This is all-black community. Okay? What do you think they said? White. Okay? If I ask them, who enslaved you in Africa, who do you think they said? Wow. I told them, you flunked every exam.
Now.
Okay, now, so what's my agenda? How am I witnessing? How to witness the Torah? Say that with me. How to witness the Torah?
How to witness
okay,
the Torah.
Okay, so if the culture cannot see themselves in the Torah, you can't witness the Torah. You're done. You're whistling Dixie. Because if you think you can come and teach them the principles of God when they don't even believe that they're even in the Bible and no one before them ever did them, and they're back in their mindset, well, then nobody else did them. Why should I do them? They have to see themselves in the culture, in the scriptures, in the text. And ladies and gentlemen, whether you think, and I know this is a highly, pray for me, will you please pray for me? How many feel, I can feel a pin drop in the place, talk to your sisters, amen? And part of the reason why, no offense, part of the reason why black churches don't teach this is because they don't want to get in the struggle either. They don't want to make it, quote unquote, racially motivated. People, this has nothing to do with racially oriented. I'm going to say that again. This has nothing to do with being racially oriented. This is biblical.
Amen.
I'm going to repeat that. This is biblical.
Amen.
These are biblical people. If they weren't, why are they in the Bible? If God didn't want you to see this, then why did he write it? He did it because it has to do with his story, Yahweh's story. He has a plan. Come on, everybody in the last days. His plan. All right? And this plan is to gather and regather the tribes. So the priesthood, and then I turned to my black culture and I said, what? Your bloodline is priesthood? And no one told you that? I mean, like, not even one sermon with the Holy Ghost? Not one time. I mean, like, it never even crossed their mind. Like, I should maybe just mention this. I'm going to ask you a question. Why, out of thousands and thousands of preachers, would not one in the Holy Ghost have the revelation? Could it be that the presence of this thing that happened in Africa maybe still has some influence that you forget your roots and not even be interested in it? So you wonder why you're hated. Because it's what's in your blood. See, you don't know who you are. And God wants to reveal it to you. But even as I'm telling you no offense, can I just be friendly? Even as I tell the black culture this, it's like, Don't bring it up. And so what I do with my big mouth, I bring it up. Why? Why should you be ashamed of your culture? I don't understand it. It's not in my logic. Well, you've not experienced the persecution. Maybe I have not. But maybe this will prevent much persecution. So now what do I do when I'm witnessing to the black culture? I'm saying, your forefathers, now walk with me, don't miss this. Because 98% of everybody out there believes that their roots starts in Africa. So they call themselves black African Americans. And really what they should be talking themselves is they are what? The Hebrews and the Jews of the original temple of the city of David.
So what do you think? I just want to say in short closing, there's a reason why we are a chosen people. There is a reason why we are treated the way we're treated. And in this whole scheme of things of me educating people, I have been revealing why, and I will continue to reveal why it is. Until we wake up and realize who we are, who we should be serving to be the example for the rest of the world, we will always be hated. We will always be suffering. Until now, many people are starting to wake up and realize the truth. This is your man, not your boy. Go black to Africa.
Think about it.
Okay, Brother Eddie.
Thank you, Sister Antoinette, and extended thanks to my brother Ray that sent that to me. But it's so on point because, again, it basically echoes the gift of the dream that I had. Basically,
Brother Eddie, we can't hear you. Brother Eddie? Okay, y'all, I don't know what happened. He's here, but we can't hear him. Miss Kim? Maybe it's just me. Miss Kim? Okay, I can't hear anybody.
Hello?
I can hear you. Thank you.
Okay,
I don't know
what...
Hello, Miss Tracy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I don't know where the music is coming from. That's not me playing that. It sounds good, but it's not me.
Okay, I thought that was you.
I hear it too.
I hung up and called back real quick to see what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Wow. Okay. Well, they're trying to mess with us, so let's get what we can get in, cause I started tripping, too.
Can I ask this question, too, while I'm on here again?
There's one time that I saw
foreign rights on a wall in a dream. So what is that?
Say that again.
Okay, it's been a while back that I saw foreign writings on the wall in a dream. So is that showing me in a different way or the same connection?
It's a connection for you, and it's basically a foreign writing. I'm saying that it's writing you're supposed to do, but you're supposed to interpret what you're supposed to write. It's foreign to you now because it's not written down. You didn't take control and bring it into focus. So it's yes, foreign, but it's yours because it's showing this dream that there's writing. So you have to write it down, figure it out what these foreign words are basically trying to tell you. They will straighten themselves out if you continue to have these occurring dreams, or you'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it happened only one time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I'll get off. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, yeah, that
Brother
was
Eddie.
Crazy.
That was a very good clip. Yeah, that was really crazy.
That was crazy. But again, with that clip, basically, if I want to use the term validating or confirming what the class is about tonight, showing our bloodline, and this is the truth of why we're hated so. But it's because we don't remember who we are. And the race is against time before we wake up and figure this out. And the universe is dictating the current in the air that we inhale that helps us remember. See, even with, as he said, we don't know that we're the original Jew in Hebrew.
Yeah.
This is why the phony Jew uses their favorite statement, their key statement for the so-called Jew is, we will never forget.
Yeah.
The so-called Holocaust, they'll never forget.
Yeah.
But guess what? We were cursed to forget. And
yeah,
we're the real Jew. So they constantly remind us, and now we're remembering what we were cursed to forget, that they claim they would never forget. Again, trying to take that 1 ounce of blood and call themselves Jewish because they want to be who we are. So I'm loving this because, like I said, everything for the last 3 weeks I've been echoing everything that's actually happening. And it's like my dream is actually unfolding in front of me, even listening to the family. Thank you, Ms. Kim. You know, so it's beautiful. It's been great. Yes.
Yeah.
So do we have anybody else that has raised their hand?
No, but anyone, if you have a question or a comment, if you press the number 1, I will be happy to open your line. And you can ask your question or state your comment. But
yeah, because, two, again, I want to make sure that you get your rest so that we can continue these classes weekly, you know. And, again, we'll go ahead and close out by 10 if nobody raises their hand and nobody else who has asked a question has any more questions or concerns. But, again, hopefully the family is taking notes with pen, pencil, and paper and really taking notes spiritually. You know.
Hello, can you all hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you, Ms. Kim.
I had it on mute when I'm talking. Y'all couldn't hear a thing. I want to just...
Clementine. I don't know if you heard before, Brother Eddie. I live with the Hebrew Israelites in Dimona for almost 3 years, and that was really something, really something. Those were people that came from America and went to Israel, and that's a great story that needs to be told.
Yes, it is.
These are stories that we need to pass on to our youth, because that's the key to the whole thing. Just like I just stated, the so-called Jews use "we will never forget." We have forgotten, and the things that we have remembered or we are remembering, we're not sharing with those who will have something to fight with on a spiritual realm of truth, that badge of honor that they will be able to stand behind, that true protection, just speaking the truth, but also making sure that the respect is there.
Absolutely.
On both sides. Give the respect, but demand respect in a respectful way, that you're not disrespected.
Brother Eddie, when they went to Israel, when they got there, they told them they couldn't stay. And so I think it was about 300, and they told them they couldn't stay. So what they did was, the Hebrew Israelites burned up their passports. So when they burned up their passports, they couldn't send them anywhere. So they told them that if they caught them working or selling anything, they were going to be put in jail. And that's what they did. It took them 30 years, over 30 years, if they got their citizenship in Israel.
Wow.
So what did they do for the 30 years?
Well, let me tell you. They're vegan, so they eat no meat, and they wear no man-made, they take no prescription drugs, and they make their clothes, they make their shoes. I mean, that was quite a journey there, you know, quite a journey.
Mm-hmm.
They grow their own food, and it's my understanding that at one time they have maybe 25 people in one room. They would put out 5 squares of toilet paper. These are things that people here wouldn't allow their mind to go there.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So,
wow.
But
now, you weren't there during that time, were you?
No, ma'am, I was not. When I got there, I was brought there by a friend of mine, who was in the Malcolm Begin's presidential situation. He was the Malcolm Begin press secretary. He told me that he felt that would be something that would be good for me, and it was. It really was. I had to meet in Jesus, so that was the only problem that we had. I couldn't say nothing about theirs, and I didn't want to hear what they had to say about mine, you know. But I stayed there almost 3 years, and when I left, I was supposed to be going back, but I ain't made it yet. But,
maybe
all things work together for the good of those.
Yeah.
The good of those. I'm not even worried about them. And it says that if we put him in front of what we're doing, he would have left our path. So that's what I'm trying to do, you know. And about some things that bother me. But he's showing me how not to even let things that people do bother me. Yeah. I was listening to a CD one day, and the guy said that we're all addicted to reacting. We got to react. Somebody do something, we got to react to it. But we don't have to react to it. As a matter of fact, when somebody can make you react, they're in control. Yes, you're right.
Just to reiterate, I've been using that lately. Because, again, we all going through it, Ms. Kim, where we're still learning that patience when engaging in conversations, just learning to let it be once you give that word. And, yes, I was getting ready to take it somewhere with what you had mentioned. And continue, Ms. Kim. Let me reboot.
Come on, with what you got there.
No, what I'm saying, I was going to echo on what you had said. Say what you mentioned, and I know that thought will come back.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember what you had just said?
About the reacting? We're addicted to reacting?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's I can go from there. As you said, no, we don't have to react to anything. When we do react, we have allowed others to push our buttons. Where I was going with that is we have to learn again to be the thermostat and stop being the thermometer. Because when we allow someone else to be the thermostat, they control the buttons.
Absolutely.
They're making your temperature rise or lowering your temperature by pushing your buttons. Don't allow them to be that trigger. You be the thermostat. You control. So, yeah, that's where I was going with that. That, no, they only control or our emotions that turn into our reactions is what's the problem when we can't control our reactions that come from our emotions. So we definitely can't let any outside forces push our buttons for a reaction. So no. We have to stop being reactionary and start being proactive. We have the power. We have the control. Again, we have been giving it away. Because at the end of the day, not knowing who we are because we forgot who we were or cursed to forget. And this is that time of Aquarius of memory, directly from nature. This coming from the ground once we again root ourselves. All things are possible. But again, the frequency of the power that we have is to actually speak into existence. And guess what, family? We've been speaking all of this physical nonsense and material nonsense into existence.
Go, Brother Eddie. Show you right.
Yes.
So be it CERN, be be it whatever, when we start regurgitating whatever they put out, that's the energy that we give away through our conversation. Because before the conversation, the thought, we thinking about what we gonna say. But it's all the material and physical realm that we are still entertaining or being detained. We want to be in the fourth, that God dimension, that fifth dimension. The thought ain't there. The talking ain't there. You think it, you say it, you do it. We definitely ain't doing it because we ain't even talking about it, let alone thinking about it. We on politics. We on what they do, what they did, instead of what we can do.
There you go. There you go. And when you were speaking about our words, I have to speak things into existence, and what's being spoken into existence is death. You got to change that. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the time for it. Change. That's why we always talking about the code. The code is change. The change behind the code is love, family. How much love do you have for self to even see that love to be shared with anybody else?
And you cannot give what you don't have.
That's it.
You're absolutely correct. We have another call. I'm going to bring them in. Area code 336, Sister Parrish.
Mother AZ.
My bad. Yes, ma'am.
Not too good. Could you speak up?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes. How you doing,
better.
Mother AZ?
I'm grateful to be on this side of the dirt. I've got around somebody who has cats, and my allergies are going crazy.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm very allergic to cats and most dogs, but, oh, man. Anyway, family.
Get you some echinacea, mother.
Take what now?
And echinacea, that's for the immune system, and they'll help you fight it off.
Excellent. Okay, then. I want to say, Miss Kim, you and Brother Ray gave me encouragement. I think about your life on this planet and the event that you have coming up in what is it, in Texas, in San Antonio? You have an event coming up, a celebration for the Tuskegee Airmen.
The Tuskegee Airmen Convention is the 15th through the 17th, but they canceled the convention and they're going to do a Zoom thing. So
So it's what now, Miss Kim?
It's the Tuskegee Airmen Convention, National Convention, that they're going to do a Zoom.
And that's coming up shortly, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you've given me courage by what you're doing, and I'm developing something over here in my campground as well because of the inspiration that you've given me. And I've been up all night, family, because this little beautiful sister is a historian out of Missouri, and she's interjected herself into our tribe. And she sent me my granddad's picture. And numbers, Brother Eddie, is everything. Numbers are the bomb. And I'm looking at
at his date that he came to the planet and when he left. And it was the year that I came to the planet, 1952, when he left, and he was a doctor. And they burned his home down because of what he did on this planet, the Klan. And you know, family, what I've learned from this, and I'm learning, you got to pay attention to your dream. And these are times that you really, really must be grateful that you are on the planet. It's time for us to know and learn who we are and develop our own doggone story and discontinue taking them doggone wooden nickels, because we are a powerful people. I'm looking at him and I see my mother. I see why I do some of the things that I do, and it changed my life yesterday, family. This is only the beginning. And thank us, Ms. Kim, for your strength, and you keep on keeping on, you and Brother Ray, and you show me that even though I have the challenges physically and I'm 70 that I do, it's not time yet to hang it up. And that
No, ma'am.
I mean that, and I want to let
I can get down there where you're at. Soon.
Ma'am?
I said, I'm praying I can get where you are soon.
I'm rolling in that direction as well, Ms. Kim. You and I and Brother Kwame, we must have a reasoning. And Brother Eddie, what did you say about, you made, and I just found a pen to write it down. We can't, I got to use that. You just said it. And you said we can't be the what? Dang. What did you just say? I want to write it down so I can print it out and put it on my wall, on my door.
Who said it, Mother?
Brother Harris. He made a quote. He said, "You can't be the." Help me out,
Brother
here, family.
Eddie.
You just.
I'm trying to remember what she's referring to.
God dang it, you just said it, and I got a pen
you
now.
Say it.
As you said, you hope everybody had a pencil and paper to write it down.
Yes.
When he was talking about people reacting, he said you can't be something.
Yeah. Hello, Ms. Kemp. Yes. Repeat what you said and kind of slow, Brother Eddie, because I'm going to blow that up.
Well, it won't be the same because, again, it was going with the flow. But basically, we can't be emotionally reactive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you said.
And allow others to push our buttons.
Okay, we can't be reactive and allow others to push our buttons. Is that basically what you said?
Basically it. You must now be the thermostat and stop being the thermometer.
Yes.
Okay.
The thermostat instead of the thermometer.
Okay.
Because when you're the thermostat, you're the governor. As they say, you have the governor's switch. You control the temperature, baby. Don't let nobody make you mad, push your buttons, and you ready to pop.
Goes Louisa. Yeah.
Yeah.
We under enough pressure. We got enough stress. So we don't need anything other than what we already dealing with.
Okay. You must be before the class come in.
So again, this is why the people most close to you can push your buttons.
Absolutely.
Because those are the people you care for most.
Yes.
A lot of people try to push your buttons, and you let all that garbage roll off you because you ain't going to see them tomorrow, next month, next year, no time soon. See?
Okay. Okay. I'm writing it. All right. Thank us. Thank us.
Thank us, Mother AZ, and take care of yourself and your allergy. And
And Brother Ed, did you get a picture from me?
No, I did not.
Okay, I'm going to figure out how my phone can send it. And what about you, Sister Antoinette? Did I send you one last night?
No, not on my phone, no.
Okay, I don't know where to send it, but anyway, we'll figure it out, and thank us, and we'll let somebody else have their reasoning at the Kitchen Table University. Okay, all right, thank us, family.
Thank you. Okay, if anybody
you,
else has a question or a comment, I'm sorry, Brother Eddie.
No, I was just thanking Mother AZ. You continue to say what you were saying.
As a question or comment, we can take it now. We got 14 seconds. Brother Eddie, if you want to give your contact information, but let me say this first, y'all. Don't forget Drive Homes on Sunday for the Helios at 10 a.m. And don't forget the drumming at 3 p.m. with Brother Ray. Remember, everyone is drumming at 3 o'clock Eastern time. No matter where you are in the world, it's 3 o'clock Eastern that, you know, we all come together from around the world and we're drumming and it's growing. So, you know, we want to keep it up because, you know, we got to get these people or whatever it is to stop this madness that they're doing, and we need divine intervention. So we're praying for that, you know, and that's what the drumming is all about. And Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Yes, thank you, Sister Antoinette, and family. The intervention that's actually happening is us, again, activating one another to that state of memory that we were cursed to forget. And at the same time, let me thank tonight's class for being female energy. All the callers tonight were our sisters, along with our grand elder sisters. So thank you for that, family. Again, I could be contacted at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com. And with that, if nobody else has raised their hand or have anything else to add, we're going to let Sister Antoinette get her rest.
I want to ask something
because Mother brought it up. I wasn't going to say anything. There's a situation. Someone asked me how much would I charge. And I said, well, I'm not doing this or that, whatever the budget will allow. They insisted that I give them a price. So I gave them a price. when they took the price to the people in fact, the people denied the price. So now there's a problem of whether I'm going to deal with the situation. I wonder, can I get any suggestions?
Brother Eddie, I believe that question is for you.
Oh, was that a question, Ms. Kim, or was that a statement you were making?
I made a statement, but I'm asking if you see any suggestions. I haven't reacted at all.
Well, no, don't react, you, basically. They kept insisting and requesting for a price. You gave them a fair price regardless of what it is. I have no idea, but knowing you through the vibrations, you gave them a fair offer. It's their ball now in the corner. Whatever they say, like I said, you ain't got to react to whatever you've given them, yours. And if they give you a counter offer with a fair price, this is where you start dealing. But if they don't want to deal, because, again, the money factor came up by them, not you, you know. So, again, if they didn't like what you presented to them, they should have a counter offer. If they don't, then it's something behind the nonsense of pay anyway. Because they got enough money to pay whomever. See? So, again, it's who you are, what you know, and who you know, what you lived. So, again, yeah, it's as another statement, red tape, a lot of nonsense and bull, you know. For whatever reason. So stand your ground, what you said, and whatever's going to happen is supposed to happen anyway. And like I said, all you do is just stay prepared to do what you're supposed to be doing. It's all you can do, no more, no less. Don't let nothing stress you out, which I know you're not.
Well, it caught me unexpected, you know. I mean,
Isn't that the way? Everything always happens the unexpected. When you least expect it to happen is when it's the garbage happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna let it go go as it is right now.
That's it.
I might speak on it again, but. I'm gonna let it
say that second part, Miss Kim. You said let it go. Let go and let God, sweetie.
Yeah. That's
all.
And I can see the growth because I know the time I would be mad. I done cut somebody out of that
note. Oh, yeah.
Because I've been doing it.
Miss Kim, you're letting us see that we all continue to grow.
That
growth doesn't
stop. That's yourself. You see your growth.
It's a lot of
feel,
too.
And that's it. That's the love. I love it, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Okay. God bless. I'm not going to hold you no longer. But thank you, Brother Eddie, because what you said, that gives me some food for thought. I hadn't gone that in that direction. Because I'm trying to think to the good. You know what I'm saying?
That's all we're here for, is to enhance, improve, encourage, and inspire.
Absolutely positivity, my brother. That's our purpose, for the glory of God.
That's it.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's all right. Something's getting ready to happen that there's going to be no question. There's going to be no question. Bless your family.
Bless you, Miss Kim. Much love.
Bless you, Miss Kim. Thank God.
Bless you too, darling.
Peace.
All right, folks. Peace. You ain't got no music to go out on, Ma'am Jeanette?
Yes, that's what I was getting ready to do, Miss Kim. Did you have anything in particular that you wanted me to play?
Oh, I hadn't thought about it just then. You got, do you have Sugar Baby? I'm sure you never played that one.
What's it called?
Who's My Baby?
That's My Baby?
Sugar Baby, He's My Baby.
Oh, Sugar Baby.
You don't have it.
Find the street. No, I don't have that. But I have one, Miss Kim. Okay, I had it and I just lost it. Wait a minute, but I do have one. And I don't think I have. Okay, here we go, y'all. Thank you for being with us. And have a good night, y'all.
Bless you.
I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender.
Turn it up. Thank you.
Come on, there's an opportunity and space right here for you to give him another yes. There's another yes. There's another yes for what you may not know is to come yet. Come on, there's another yes. Another yes, Lord. I'll go. I'll trust you. I'll do. I'll say. I'll go. There's another yes. There's another yes. There's another yes. There's another yes. Yes, Lord. 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 Whatever you want, yes. Whatever you say, yes. Whatever you want, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rabakidianda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Somebody from your spirit, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Somebody from your inner man, yes,
Lord, yes, Lord.
Go past your flesh and say,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Go past your own will and say,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
It's not my will, but your will be done.
Yes, Lord,
yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
There is still a remnant of people. To give the instruction, then you'll say yes. But God is requiring a yes before he even gives the say-so. So would you give him another yes? Would you give him another yes? Would you give him another yes? Father, in the name of Jesus, we break all powers of disappointment that will cause your people from saying yes to this new thing. We come against the powers and the lies of fear and disappointment that will stop your people from agreeing with what you're doing in this season, that will stop your children, your sons and daughters from saying yes to what you're doing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come with authority. And we come standing on your word that you are the God who will take care, hallelujah, of your children. That if our natural fathers will give us fish, you won't. How much more will you take care of your children in the name of Jesus? Oh, yeah. Come on, right here, the Lord is exposing the things that's been in your heart that's been stopping you from saying yes. He's exposing. Some of you have disappointments where you thought he should have gave you a yes or opened a door or given you opportunity, so it's just stopped you from committing your ideals and plans. But the Lord in this moment is requiring your yes, even if it doesn't align with what you're doing or what you want or what you plan or what you have in your head as your ideal life. Come on, give him a yes. Give him a yes. Give him a yes. You in the green shirt, I hear the Lord saying, this is your season where the Lord is giving you your zeal back. It's almost like previous seasons have tried to take away your passion and your zeal for the things of the Lord. And not just for that, but for the calling that the Lord has called you to. But you'll see in this season the hand of the Lord move greatly upon your heart concerning what he's assigned to you in this season. But not only that, but he's going to fix your affairs. And what I hear the Lord saying is he's going to set it up so to where the things that have maybe blocked you from starting stuff and starting whatever the new thing that the Lord wants you to do, he's going to set it up to where everything is made straight. And you're going to see open doors after open doors. And not only that, but there have been tongues that have risen up against you in the plans and the assignments of the Lord, almost like word curses from previous leaders and people who have just doubted the seed and the thing that the Lord is inside of you. But the Lord is going to shut the mouth of the lion, and he's going to cause you to stop believing what they said about you. So this season, you're going to see a new man emerge with courage and boldness. And the Lord's pushing you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you've assigned this man to do. Hallelujah. I thank you that this season, hey, will be the start of something new. And even all the gimmicks and the stuff that he's seen in church and stuff, I thank you, Lord, that you're causing the errors of others to not stop him from stepping forth in what he's done. Oh, yeah. The failures of others will not stop you from walking in what the Lord has called you to do. You've seen a lot, but God's about to show you even more to restore the belief in the name of Jesus.